What if you could code faster and smarter with the help of artificial intelligence? Welcome to the OpenAI Daily Brief, your go-to for the latest AI updates. Today is Friday, March 7th, 2025. Here's what you need to know about how OpenAI is revolutionizing the software development landscape. Let's dive in. Imagine a world where coding inefficiencies are a thing of the past. That's exactly what Factory, a startup founded in 2023, is aiming to achieve by leveraging OpenAI's reasoning models. By integrating models like o1, o3 Mini, and GPT-4o directly into their development workflows, Factory is creating an environment that goes beyond simple code generation. They're focusing on understanding, retrieving, and reasoning through complex systems, which has already led to impressive results. Factory reports that their integration of OpenAI's models has accelerated feature development cycles by 2 to 4 times and reduced context switching time by 60%. Developers are gaining over 10 additional hours per week to focus on high-impact tasks. This is a game changer for software development, where manual research and fragmented knowledge often slow progress. Before partnering with OpenAI, Factory faced several challenges: planning bottlenecks, code editing inefficiencies, and ineffective knowledge retrieval were major hurdles. Developers spent more time understanding dependencies and verifying system accuracy than on actual coding. But now, with OpenAI's models, Factory has transformed their development process. They've created a system where AI doesn't just suggest code, it comprehends and reasons about the entire development lifecycle. Factory strategically uses OpenAI's models across various stages of development. For rapid code understanding and documentation searches, they use O3 Mini. For bug triage and feature analysis, O3 Mini balances reasoning capability and speed. When it comes to complex architectural decisions, O1's high reasoning capabilities are key. And for real-time coding assistance, integrating O1, O3 Mini, and GPT-4o has reduced latency by 50%. Eino Reyes, co-founder and chief technology officer of Factory, highlights the importance of flexibility. Developers can choose the right model for their specific task, ensuring efficiency and speed. For quick code reviews, O3 Mini provides quality comparable to larger models, but much faster. For complex planning, O1 offers deeper reasoning capabilities. Factory is even exploring reinforcement fine-tuning to enhance model compliance and precision in AI development. Looking ahead, Factory aims to achieve greater autonomy in AI-powered development. By integrating OpenAI's reasoning models with native tools across source control, project management, team communication, and more, they're building AI systems capable of proactively planning, executing, and refining engineering tasks. The future of software development with OpenAI is about collaboration between humans and AI to focus on higher leverage work while AI handles complexity. Here's something that's catching the tech world's attention. OpenAI is reportedly gearing up to launch a series of AI agents, each tailored for specific domains like research, finance, and coding. Now, the price tag for these advanced chatbots ranges from $2,000 to a whopping $20,000 a month. And while that might sound steep, it's all about the specialized knowledge these agents bring to the table. Imagine having an AI partner that's designed specifically for strategic planning and decision-making. That's what the income work-focused agent promises. It's like having a consultant on speed dial, ready to offer insights and guidance whenever you need it. And for a subscription fee of $2,000 a month, businesses could leverage this capability to make smarter, faster decisions. Then there's the AI agent aimed at software development, priced at $10,000 monthly. This one's all about coding, bug fixing, and code deployment. Think of it as a tireless developer who's always on call, streamlining your software projects and tackling those pesky bugs that can derail progress. For companies looking to boost their development speed and efficiency, this could be a game changer. Finally, the third AI agent targets the high-stakes world of research. With a price tag of $20,000 a month, this PhD-level researcher AI is all about deep analysis and sophisticated research skills. It's designed for enterprises that rely on cutting-edge research to stay ahead in their fields. The potential here is immense, especially for industries where staying informed and innovative is key. It's worth noting that these AI agents are expected to be available primarily to enterprises rather than individual consumers. And with SoftBank reportedly planning to invest nearly $3 billion in their development this year, it's clear there's significant belief in their potential to transform how businesses operate. OpenAI and Oracle are making headlines with their ambitious collaboration on a massive data center in Abilene, Texas. By 2026, they plan to deploy a whopping 64,000 NVIDIA GB 200 graphics processing units at the Stargate facility. That's a huge number, and they're rolling it out in phases, with 16,000 units expected to be operational by the end of the summer. Now, what makes this particularly exciting is the scale and the technology involved. NVIDIA, a leader in graphics processing, is also providing its Spectrum X Ethernet networking platform for these data centers. It's a technological leap that promises to enhance the data center's capabilities significantly. Picture this, a sprawling campus capable of supporting 1 gigawatt of capacity or more, and it's just the beginning. The Stargate project is part of a $500 billion joint venture between OpenAI, Oracle, SoftBank, and Abu Dhabi's MGX. They're not stopping at Abilene either. They're eyeing potential sites in 16 other states, including New York, California, and Florida. The project is being developed over 4 years, with OpenAI and Oracle leading the charge on design and delivery. Crusoe is developing the Abilene campus in partnership with Oracle, on land owned by Lancium. It's a powerhouse collaboration that could redefine the future of data centers in the United States. And it's not just OpenAI that's pushing the envelope. Elon Musk's xAI Colossus supercomputer in Memphis is also using NVIDIA's Spectrum X for its advanced networking needs. They're even considering building a second data center to accommodate more AI servers. It's clear that the race to build the most advanced data centers is heating up, with major players investing billions to stay ahead. Microsoft is making a big move in the world of artificial intelligence by developing its own reasoning models that can compete directly with OpenAI. Now, this is a significant shift because Microsoft has been a major investor in OpenAI, pouring billions into the partnership. But it seems they're looking to diversify their AI strategy and reduce their reliance on a single partner. Imagine being tied to one technology provider for all your critical tools. It's like having only one wrench in your toolbox when you need a full set. Microsoft wants to avoid that scenario by exploring other models from companies like xAI, Meta, and DeepSeek as possible alternatives for their Copilot tool. So why does this matter? Well, Copilot is a cornerstone of Microsoft's products, acting as an AI assistant in apps like GitHub, Edge, and Word. It's primarily powered by OpenAI's GPT models, which means Microsoft has often been the first to access the latest AI advancements. But developing their own models could give Microsoft more control over the technology, potentially leading to cost savings and new innovations. Interestingly, this move aligns with Microsoft's broader pattern of AI innovation. They recently launched the Copilot GPT Builder, a tool that lets users create chatbots without needing any programming skills. This shows a commitment to empowering users and expanding AI's accessibility. Reports have also hinted at Microsoft's plans to integrate both internal and third-party models into Microsoft 365 Copilot. It's not just about cutting costs. It's about having a flexible, robust AI ecosystem that can adapt and grow with the company's needs. Neither Microsoft nor OpenAI have commented on these developments yet, but it's clear that the tech giant is positioning itself to lead in the next wave of AI advancement. This strategy could redefine how businesses leverage AI, moving from reliance on external partners to a more self-sufficient approach. Now, let's turn our attention to a legal drama unfolding in the tech world. A judge has recently rejected Elon Musk's attempt to stop OpenAI from transitioning to a for-profit model. However, the court did allow the lawsuit to continue, adding an interesting twist to this ongoing saga. To give you a bit of background, Elon Musk, one of the original co-founders of OpenAI, has been vocally critical of its shift from a non-profit to a for-profit entity. He argues that this change could compromise OpenAI's original mission of ensuring that artificial intelligence benefits humanity as a whole. In the courtroom, Musk's legal team sought an injunction to halt this transition, citing concerns about transparency and ethical implications. However, the judge ruled against this bid, meaning OpenAI can continue with its plans while the lawsuit itself is still pending. This decision underscores a broader debate within the tech industry about the balance between innovation and ethical responsibility. OpenAI's shift to a for-profit model is seen by some as a necessary move to secure funding and drive technological advancements, while others worry about the potential for prioritizing profits over ethical considerations. The legal proceedings will continue to unfold, and it'll be fascinating to see how this impacts OpenAI's operations and reputation. Regardless of the outcome, this case highlights the complex challenges tech companies face as they navigate growth, ethics, and the competitive landscape. That's it for today's OpenAI Daily Brief. The ruling on Musk's bid against OpenAI marks a pivotal moment in the intersection of tech ethics and business strategy. Thanks for tuning in. Subscribe to stay updated. This is Michelle, signing off. Until next time.